Welcome to Toret Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shalvi Friedman, and today we will be studying Sefer Iyov, Perek Memtes. This is it. Our friend Iyov, who we've come to know, come to empathize with, come to be frustrated by, is now going to part from us. But as we finish the Sefer, we need to remember to carry him with us as we close this book and move on to the next. Remember him. Remember his question. Remember his unwavering demand to seek truth and be inspired by that. And also at the same time, remember that we need to not be like the friends of Iyov in how we comfort people when we go to shiva houses, when we ourselves are going through things. And we must remember always that there are answers of the head and answers of the heart. And we must ensure that we are people who prioritize the answers of the heart, even while searching for answers of the head. And as we close up the perek, I'm reminded of the words of Iyov that we spoke about 42 prakim ago. In Perek Yud Tes, Iyov, in his moment of agony, turns and he says, "Mi yiten eifo v'yikatvun milai? Who in the world is going to write down my story? Mi yiten b'sefer v'yuchako? Who is going to engrave my story? Who will remember me and what I've been through?" And as we finish the Sefer, I almost want to cry out to that archetypal Iyov and say, we remember you, we hold you, and we are learning from you and we're inspired by you. Now, the jury is still out in terms of how Iyov ends. Does he end on a good slate? Does he not? Some hold that he passed the test. Some hold that he didn't pass the test to the level of flying colors that he was supposed to. The Malbim understands the beginning of our perek really as a defense of Iyov himself. Vaya'an Iyov es Hashem v'yomar. Iyov now turns to God and he says, Yadati ki kol tuchal. I knew that you are all able. V'lo yabatzer mimcha mezima. And there is nothing in the world that you cannot do, nothing that is impossible from you. And here the Malbim says, Yadati is written in past tense as if to say, I always knew, I always had faith. I was just trying to question and logically come to the conclusions, but I never actually questioned you, God. In my soul of souls, I always knew that Hashem, you were true and you were one. Others understand him more harshly. Rav Schwab says that Iyov did not pass his test in the same way that he could have. And we don't talk about Iyov as Elokei Iyov. We don't talk about Hashem as the God of Iyov like we do about Avraham, because Avraham passed his test with flying colors and Iyov did not. And so anyway, Iyov continues and he turns to Hashem and he says, Mize me'alim etze bli das. Who is this person who can obscure knowledge without knowing what they're talking about, meaning himself? Lachen higadati v'lo evin. You told me and I did not understand. Nifla'os mimeni v'lo edad was too beyond me and I didn't understand and I didn't know. Shmana vanochi adaber Hashem, please. And here we hear the word na. Please listen, Hashem, and I will talk. Eshalcha v'hodieni. I'm going to ask you and tell me. Tell me if I'm right or wrong. Lishmoa ozen shematicha. I had heard about you with my ears. Va'ata, but now eini ra'atcha. Now I see you. And the Ramban points out, up until now, my relationship with God was based on what I had heard, based on Masorah. I had a Masorah, I had a tradition that I understood what was, but now I see it for myself, it's my own, right? And tradition itself is not going to be enough for me to have faith in you, God. But now that I've seen, experienced, and had my own personal revelation of God, now I'm ready to develop a true and authentic relationship with you of my own. And we start all of our amidas with the word, not Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzhak, Elokei Yaakov, but just before that we say Elokeinu. Hashem, you are our God. And then I can say, Elokei Avosein, when the God of our forefathers. Because hearing something is not the same as having it being your own. And here Iyov drives that message home. He says, Alken, therefore, emas v'nichamti al afar ve'efer. Nichamti could either mean I regret or I'm comforted. Either here it could mean I'm comforted about the afar and efer, the suffering, the yasurim that I've had up until now, I've achieved comfort. Or the Ramban understands it to be nichamti, I reject. I regret being so obsessed with afer ve'efer, with physical matters. I've been obsessed with acquiring things and having stuff and losing my wealth and losing my stature in society. And now I'm mortified, having experienced God, that I spent so much of my time pursuing materialism and not pursuing much loftier goals, aka a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At this point, Hashem speaks to the friends. Vayhi achar diber Hashem es hadvarim ha'ele el Iyov. Vayomer Hashem el Eliphaz. He finishes speaking to Iyov and he turns to Eliphaz, ha'temani, and he says to Eliphaz the Temani, chara api b'cha u'b'shnei re'echa. I'm angry with you and your friends. And we noted that Eliphaz ha'temani was in a different status to his other friends, and that's why he comes first. He's almost like the ringleader of the other two. Ki lo dibartem elai nechona, because you didn't speak correctly about me, ka'avdi Iyov, like my servant Iyov. And now he's referring to Iyov as his servant. But he says, you were wrong. And remember, Elihu said the same thing, which is, you were cruel to Iyov. You weren't kind to Iyov. And you misrepresented God to Iyov. Va'atan, look at his solution. Look at God's solution to the friends and to Iyov. And what is going to be suggested is not just a healing of the friends' misdemeanors, but it's also going to be a healing of Iyov's misdemeanors, as we're going to see in a second. Chulachim shiva parim v'shiva elim. Take for yourself 7 cows and 7 cattle. Ulechu al avdi Iyov, and go to my servant Iyov again. My servant Iyov, ve'elisem ola ba'adchem, and Iyov must offer a korban on your behalf. Ve'Iyov avdi yitpalalel alechem, and Iyov your servant will daven. My servant will daven on your behalf. Ki impanav esat lebilti asot imachem nevala. And he says, because I want Iyov to pray for you, and I want Iyov to ensure that I show favor in your eyes and not treat you badly because you have spoken such bad things about me, which Iyov did not. That's interesting because we saw Iyov did, right? Or maybe others understand, Ka'avdi Iyov, or you've also said the wrong thing. You both said the wrong thing, and the teshuva here is what? Is to daven for each other. And here Rav Soloveitchik points out that up until now, remember, Iyov has been very selfish. He's offered korbanos, but only for his children. He has given tzedakah, but that's only lip service or just throwing cold coins and not really opening up his heart to somebody. And here the way that Iyov can do teshuva is not just by saying, okay, I get it now, but Iyov actually has to do something. And how can he do teshuva? He needs to pray for somebody else. He needs to step into somebody else's world and care about the pain, the suffering, the consequences of somebody else, not just himself. Right? And to quote Rav Soloveitchik, only then did he discover the great covenantal experience of being together, praying together, and for one another. And so often you can imagine siblings fighting with each other, any form of conflict. One of the greatest ways to resolve conflict is to be a giver, give to the other, care for each other. And here they're coming and they're creating community, Iyov and his friends, in this process. And that's exactly what they do in the next pasuk, and Iyov davens for them. Pasuk Yud tells us, V'Hashem shav es shvus Iyov, v'hit palalo ba'ad re'ehu. And as Iyov starts to pray for his friends, Hashem returns everything to Iyov. V'yosef Hashem es kol asher le'Iyov le'mishneh. And Hashem allows him to achieve double of what he had. And everybody wants to understand, well, if a person's lost a child, never mind he had 7 sons and 3 daughters, 10 children. And to then say, well, the story ends well because he got 10 more children back, that's not a nechama. That's very, very strange. And the Ramban's answer to this question is maybe even more unsettling. The Ramban said the whole thing never really happened in the same way that we think it did, in that he was told that his children were dead. He never verified it, but they really weren't dead. And he got them back. It was exactly the same children that he got back. I don't know if you prefer or not prefer the Ramban's answer, but that's how he understands what happens. And what happens, Vayavoh alav es kol achiv achotav, everyone comes to him, v'chol yodav, everyone who knows him comes, v'yochlu imo lechem b'veto, and they eat food in his home. And again, he's not offering charity, he's inviting people into his home. He's not just having a feast with his children, he's having a feast with everybody. And together they comfort him. Al kol hara asher hevi Hashem alav, for everything that Hashem brought to him, v'yitnu lo ish, Sita achat ve'ish nezem zahavechat, and they brought him gifts. V'Hashem beirach es achris Iyov mireishito, and Hashem blessed Iyov's ending even greater than how he started. V'ahilo, and he had 14,000 tzon, he had even more cattle and even more sheshet alafim gmalim, even more camels. V'elef temed bakar ve'elef atunos, he just had so much more. V'ahilo shivana banim v'shalosh banot, and once again he has these 7 sons and 3 daughters, just like we said at the beginning, except here it's going to tell you, V'yikrash shem achat Yemima. It tells you the names of the 3 daughters. The one is called Yemima, the other one is called Ketzia, V'shem ha'shlish keren hafoch, and the third one is called like an upside down bow. Right, and some understand this upside down bow, meaning there's no more war. He can turn down his bow. Others understand it to be like something beautiful, representing nature. V'lo nimtza nashim yafot kebenot Iyov. And there was no one as beautiful as the daughters of Iyov, kohol ha'aretz, in all the land. V'yiten nehem aviyem nachala b'toch acheyem. And they achieved a portion amongst their brothers. And the Kabbalist, the Vilna Gaon, explains that the number 7, al pi Kabbalah, represents this world, and the number 3 represents the world to come. And in the world to come, there'll be a rise up again of the feminine, and that's why you've got these 3 daughters that are representing Olam Haba, and they each have a name, and they're each being given a portion. And what's happening here is just like a Me'en Olam Haba moment. It's as if it's coming out of the world to come, which matches so nicely with how we ended last perek in terms of the Livia son and the world to come imagery that's going on here. Vayichi Iyov achare zot, and after this Iyov lives another 140 shana, another 140 years old. Vayir'e esbanav ve'esbanei ba'anav arba doros, and he sees his children and his grandchildren for 4 more generations. And we recall so many discussions between Iyov and his friends about what happens if the person merits to see their, does the righteous merit to see their children prosper? Do they or don't they? And is it a blessing or isn't it? And here he has this. Vayamas Iyov zaken v'usva yamim, and Iyov dies elderly and he is satiated in his years. He achieves satisfaction at the end of his life. And we cannot end Sefer Iyov without recalling the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas tells us that Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yochanan, ki hava mesayim sifra de Iyov. When Rabbi Yochanan finished Sefer Iyov Amar Hachi, he would say like this, Sof Adam Lamus v'sof behema l'shchita. Everyone dies, all animals die, all human beings die, v'kol v'hakol l'mita hem omdim, and everybody is bound to death. Ashrei misha gadal b'torah v'amala b'torah, but praiseworthy is a person who grows in Torah and who toils in Torah, v'osen nachas ruach liyotzro, and gives nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'gadal b'shem tov v'niftar b'shem tov. Somebody who can rise up with a good name and who ends their life with a shem tov, with a good name from this world. That's why about him, Shlomo HaMelech says, tov shem mishem en tov. A good name is better than good oil. V'yom ha'mavis miyom hivaldo, and the day of death is sometimes better than the day of birth, because maybe because it represents a time in which a person has come full circle and achieved greatness, not as a gift, but something that they've acquired through their own hard work. Is that not what all of Iyov is about? Not just what you're given, but who you become and the process of becoming that. Is that not what all of life is? And we end Iyov reminding ourselves that yes, the story seemed to begin in such a happy way, but true happiness, true enrichment, as we said, is Yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem meaning being able to carve out ourselves, being able to work through our questions, being able to guide ourselves in a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the people around us, having empathy, having courage, having kindness, and being able to understand what we can't understand, having the humility to accept that. And through it all, being able to ensure that we have a Shem Tov, a good name, that we're remembered Zachor Latov for good in everything that we go through and despite everything we go through. We should be Zoche to be able to all eat together in the Su'udah of the Levi Asan, in the Sukkah of the Levi Asan, Bimhera V'Yameinu. Thank you so much for learning with me. Looking forward to learning again soon.